This is Indiana Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Stan Sollers. Ball State students have been moving back into residence halls and off-campus housing this week, while university faculty members are frantically finishing their syllabi as the 2024-2025 school year gets into gear on Monday. Joining us today for an update on various facets of Ball State University is the school's president, Jeff Mearns. President Mearns, welcome back to the Ball State Update, and welcome back for another school year.
Well, it's good to be with you, Stan. Good morning.
Good morning. Let's look at the start of the school year. You're giving the university address this morning to faculty and staff at Emmons Auditorium at 9 o'clock. Any previews?
Yes, I'm looking forward to sharing some of the good news about our successes from last academic year and talk about where we're headed in the future. And then I'll give an update on a variety of things, including our enrollment report.
Speaking of the enrollment, how does the fall enrollment look when compared with pre-COVID and during COVID numbers?
Sure. So our freshman enrollment is strong. Once again, this year, we will enroll more than 3,700 new undergraduate freshmen. That's comparable to our pre-pandemic average and is about 400 students more than we had in the middle of the pandemic. It's also a very academically qualified group. It's their high school, their average high school GPA, I believe, is like 3.56. It's also very diverse in terms of first-generation students, Pell-eligible students, and underrepresented minority students. What I'm going to share also, which is particularly encouraging, is we have 620 new students who are enrolling in our Honors College. And just to give you some context, a few years ago, we would enroll about 300, maybe 330. So that program has almost doubled in size over the last 5 years. And the average high school GPA of those students in our Honors College, their high school GPA, the average, was 4.06.
Goodness.
So it's a large class, a diverse class, and a very well prepared, academically well prepared class. Also, retention is comparable to pre-pandemic averages. It's been growing for the past few years coming out of the pandemic. And overall, total enrollment this year will be, when I say total enrollment, new freshmen, returning undergraduate students, graduate students online, our total enrollment will approach 20,000 students this year, which is not quite at the pre-pandemic level, but is on that trajectory. In fact, it's 1,000 more students than we had enrolled just 2 years ago in the fall of 2022. So very encouraged about that. Grateful to everyone. It's not just our enrollment team. It's all of our faculty and staff who support enrollment and support student success.
Let's take a look at FAFSA for a moment, the Federal Application for Financial Student Aid. There were some difficulties with it last year. We understand some schools this year will get an early version of the form while others will get theirs later. Apparently, they're going to experiment with this first batch. Where does Ball State stand in this process?
Well, so you're very generous in describing it as some challenges with the FAFSA rollout. Actually, it was really a fiasco last year. But fortunately, because of the determination and dedication of our team, we overcame that challenge. And as I said, we're still enrolling a very large freshman class. This coming year, as I understand it, the Federal Department of Education will provide an opportunity for schools to test the new form. They'll send out maybe a few hundred student files. We may opt to participate in that test program, but since it's only a few hundred records, I'm not sure it will be of great value to us. The Department of Education goal is to give all records to all institutions in December, and I'm hopeful that they will meet that target this year because, as I said, this past year was really a fiasco.
Will this December rollout ameliorate the elements that got bollocked up last year?
Yes. If they meet their target this year, giving us all of the student financial records by December, that will be similar to prior years, prior to this past year. So we were hopeful, cautiously optimistic that they'll meet that goal.
Now, if those, shall we say, discouraging vicissitudes weren't enough, we have the state rolling out new diploma standards for high schoolers, and Ball State, Purdue, the usual suspects were complaining about the about the diplomas not matching up to standards for admission. Where do those standards stand right now? The state has revised. They have a second draft out, and they're probably writing one as we speak. Where does that stand? Where does Ball State stand?
Yeah, so that's correct. Now, some of the media outlets said that we opposed the initial draft. That's not quite accurate. Rather, I had a meeting with Secretary Jenner, and in that meeting and in a follow-up message to the Commission for Higher Education, we shared some of our concerns with the initial proposal and some suggestions for improving it. And then, as you said earlier this week, Secretary Jenner introduced a revised proposal, which in our estimation is a substantial improvement over the initial draft. And so I'm grateful to the Secretary and her team for considering our constructive feedback. And as I understand it, you're correct. There may be some additional revisions, but they're proposing a single diploma, which we like. They're proposing three seals that will help students determine or at least be on a pathway to either enrollment in college or enlistment in the service or directly into employment. And each of those three seals will then have two levels. And I think there'll be an honors diploma and an honors plus diploma. So with those changes, I think there is additional rigor and additional information that will help us make critical determinations as to students who will be prepared to enroll at Ball State.
So as it stands right now, you're satisfied on behalf of the university with at least the progress made on the second draft?
Correct. I'm pleased with the progress they've made, and I've understand that the Secretary is going to continue to engage all of the universities in refining the proposal before it becomes final.
Anything else you would like to see in that diploma?
Well, I'd like to continue to see that there is rigor in the high school curriculum so that if a student elects to go the enrollment pathway to college, that all of those students who elect that pathway will be prepared to enroll at Ball State or any of the other fine public and private institutions in the state.
Lastly today, Ball State garnered more than $79 million in new gifts and commitments during the fiscal year that ended June 30th. And was part of that the $35 million from the Lilly Endowment that will go toward the new performance venue in the Village?
Correct. So the Lilly Endowment, a year ago February, rolled out a new initiative, the Campus and Community Collaboration Initiative. They invested more than $300 million. They said that all 35 public and private colleges and universities in the state were eligible to apply. They awarded 19 grants, 15 of those to private colleges and only four to public universities. I'm pleased to report, as you shared last week, we received at Ball State the largest grant in the state, $35 million. It was the largest overall among both public and private. So we're very grateful to the Lilly Endowment for their philanthropic investment in our plan to revitalize the Village.
And we'll talk about those at another time, as speaking of time, we are out of it right now. Good luck with your address to the faculty at 9 this morning, and thank you very much for being with us on this first Ball State update of the new academic year.
Thank you, Stan, and I hope you also have a great new academic year as well. Thank you.
Thank you, and we'll make it happen. For IPR News, I'm Stan Sollers. Chirp, chirp. Go Cards.